The highly acclaimed movie Argo is finishing its run through Iowa theaters this week. Argo depicts the rescue of six U.S. embassy workers from Iran during the 1979 hostage crisis. A Waverly woman, Catherine Cobb, has a unique perspective of those events because she was one of two women held by the Revolutionary Guard for 444 days. And I'm joined by Catherine Cobb. Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, Pat. Thanks for the invitation.
When you found out that somebody was doing a film about the series of events in Iran, what did you think?
This is not the first time a film has been talked about. Actually, in the 80s, maybe around the time of the 10th anniversary, there was discussion about a film being made. So it was just, what's happening? What's up?
You were working for the embassy at the time, and I understand that you'd been there just a short time before the siege, and you actually knew some of the escapees.
Oh, I knew all six of them. I had been there 3.5 months before the takeover of the embassy, but Mark, Cora, Lee, Bob, Kathy, and Joe and I had been in language training classes together. And, of course, because there was a curfew in Iran at that time, things that were done in sort of close-knit proximity, like we stayed on the embassy compound if we were having some sort of a social event or softball game, whatever. And so I got to know them as I knew most of my colleagues in embassies around the world.
You've seen the film. What do you think?
Oh, it's a hoot. John Goodman is just stellar in this film. I love my friend Mark's comment about it. He said, I joined the Foreign Service thinking maybe I'd be in some history-making event or on the edges of it. But he said, when I was signed on as a consultation for the film, I found out 30 years later, I could also be involved in a history-faking event. It is based on actual things that happened. The six of the people who are featured in the film were aided beautifully by our incredible neighbors to the north, Canada. And it was through the guise of being a film crew that they got out. However, there's a lot of Hollywoodization in the film. I never heard my colleagues use the kind of language that's used in the film. I don't know why Hollywood has to use that, but they do. And also, I don't remember that they smoked that much.
You did not escape. You were, as I mentioned earlier, held for 444 days. What did you do and what did that teach you being there for 444 days?
Sort of about a week or so into it, I realized that I had been given a gift of time. All of a sudden, I had no appointments, no meetings, no schedules, no deadlines. And I'd always been curious about silence and contemplation. I love words. I love talking. And so I decided I could maybe turn this into a time of exploration, of silence. And so I reached a point in my spiritual development that I probably would not have reached, maybe ever, if I hadn't been in this situation.
Have you been back to Iran since you left?
No, I think my family would tie me up before they would let me go back. Also, I keep in touch with Iranian friends here, so I do know a little bit about what's going on. There is marvelous literature out there that I can read and discuss with them that comes from Iran. And until I feel that there is, well, some of my colleagues need apologies. I think we all deserve an apology. At the very least. But we don't accomplish anything by not talking to each other. And so I would like to see us take small steps to explore those things where there are mutual values. And there are mutual values that we should share.
Catherine Cobb retired from the Foreign Service in 1996. She's written a book, has taught numerous classes at Wartburg, and continues to do several speaking engagements a year. Argo continues this week at select theaters throughout Iowa.